cabeza a un manojo de barbilla.
Man, I sure miss Julie.
Spanish midgets. Spanish midgets wrestling. Julie. Okay, yes, I see how you got there.
You ever figure out what that thing's for?
Oh, see, I'm trying this new screening thing. You know, I figure if I'm always answering the phone, people will think I don't have a life. My God, Rodrigo never gets pinned.
Come to me. You know what to do.
Hello, I'm looking for Bob. This is Jade. I don't know if you're still this number, but I was just thinking about us and how great it was. And, well, I know it's been 3 years, but I was kind of hoping we could hook up again, you know? I barely had the nerve to make this call, so you know what I did?
What?
I got a little drunk. And naked.
Bob here.
So, what have you been up to?
Oh, you know, the usual. Teaching aerobics. Partying way too much. Oh, and in case you were wondering, those are my legs on the new James Bond poster.
Can you hold on a moment? I have another call.
I love her.
I know.
I'm back.
So, are we gonna get together or what?
Absolutely. How about tomorrow afternoon? Do you know Central Perk in the Village, say five-ish?
Great. I'll see you then.
Okay.
Okay. Having a phone has finally paid off.
Okay, even though you do a good Bob impression, I'm thinking when she sees you tomorrow, she may realize that, hey, you're not Bob.
Ah, you see, tattoo. Miss Jade's fantasy is to rekindle the love she once had with Bob.
You know what my fantasy is? That you talk like a normal person.
I am hoping that when Bob doesn't show up, she will seek comfort in the open arms of the wry stranger at the next table.
Oh my God, you are pure evil.
Okay, pure evil, horny and alone. I've done this.
Yeah, everybody's here. But hey, everybody, say hi to Julie in New Mexico.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Okay, while Ross is on the phone, everybody owes me $62 for his birthday.
Is there any chance that you're rounding up from, you know, like from like 20?
Hey, come on, we got the gift, the concert, and the cake.
Do we need a cake?
Look, guys, I know it's a little steep.
Yeah, whoosh.
But it's Ross.
Yeah. It's right. Ross. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
all right, okay. I'll see you guys later. I gotta go do a thing.
Okay, sweetie, I'll call you later tonight. Whoa. Hey, you're not really gonna go through with this, are you?
You know, I think I might just.
So, what are you guys doing for dinner tonight?
Well, I guess I gotta start saving up for Ross's birthday, so I guess I'll just stay home and eat dust bunnies.
Can you believe how much this is gonna cost? Do you guys ever get the feeling that Chandler and those guys just don't get that we don't make as much money as they do?
Yes, yeah.
Really?
And it's like they're always saying, let's go here, let's go there. Like we can afford to go here and there.
Yes, and we always have to go to, you know, someplace nice. You know? God, it's not like we can say anything about it, because, like, this is a birthday thing, you know, and it's for Ross.
For Ross.
For Ross. Ross.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Hi.
What? Okay, I'm at work. It's an ordinary day, you know, chop, 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 saute, saute, saute. All of a sudden, Leon, the manager, calls me into his office. Turns out they fired the head lunch chef, and guess who got the job?
If it's not you, this is a horrible story.
Fortunately, it is me. Oh. And they made me head of purchasing. Thank you very much.
So cool. Yeah.
Anyway, I just ran into Chandler and Ross downstairs, and I think we should go out and celebrate, you know, someplace nice.
Someplace nice.
Yeah.
How much do you think I can get for my kidney?
I'm telling you, you can't do this.
Oh, come on. I can never get a girl like that with conventional methods.
That doesn't matter. She wanted to call Bob. No, hey, for all we know, Bob is who she was meant to be with. You may be destroying two people's chance for happiness.
We don't know Bob. Okay, we know me. We like me. Please let me be happy.
Go over there and tell that woman the truth.
All right.
Go.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen, I have to confess something.
Yes?
Whoever stood you up is a jerk. I don't know. I just had this weird sense, you know, but that's me. I'm weird and sensitive. Tissue?
Thanks.
No, you keep the pack. I'm all cried out today.
Okay.
Huh?
Here is to my sister, the newly appointed head lunch chef.
Who's also in charge of purchasing.
Newly appointed head lunch chef, who's also in charge of purchasing.
Who has her own little desk when Roland's not there.
Lunch chef, purchasing, own little desk when Roland's not there. Here's to my little sister.
Oh, wait, wait. And I got a beeper.
Oh, cool.
That's fine, I'll just wait.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Monica!
Oh. Are we ready to order?
Oh, you know what? We haven't even looked yet.
Well, when you do, just let me know. I'll be right over there on the edge of my seat.
Wow, look at these prices.
Yeah, these are pretty cha-ching.
Oh, what are these, like famous chickens?
Sorry I'm late. Congratulations, Mom.
Thanks.
I'm not sorry I'm late. How incredible was my afternoon with Jade?
Well, pretty incredible, according to the message she left for you on my machine. Hey, Chandler, why is this woman leaving a message for you on my machine?
Oh, see, I had to tell her that my number was your number because I couldn't tell her that my number was my number because she thinks that my number is Bob's number.
Hey, tell me again, what do I do when Mr. Roper calls?
Do I dare ask?
Yes, I'll start with the carpaccio and then I'll have the grilled prawns.
That sounds great. Same for me.
And for the gentleman?
Yeah, I'll have the Thai chicken pizza. But hey, look, if I get it without the nuts and leeks and stuff, is it cheaper?
You'd think, wouldn't you? Miss?
Okay, I will have the side salad.
And what would that be on the side of?
I don't know. Why don't you just put it right here next to my water?
And for you?
I'm going to have a cup of the cucumber soup and, take care.
I will have the Cajun catfish.
Anything else?
Yes, how about a verse of Killing Me Softly? You're going to sneeze on my fish, aren't you?
Whoa! Anybody else feel like they just gave birth to an alien?
Yes. No.
K plus tip divided by
divided by 6, and everyone owes $28.
Okay. Everyone?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
It's Monica's big night. She shouldn't pay.
Oh, thank you.
So 5 of us is $33.50 apiece.
No, uh-uh. No way. Sorry, not gonna happen.
Whoa, prom night flashback.
Sorry, Monica, I'm really happy you got promoted, but cold cucumber mush for $30-something bucks?